Aircheckdownloads.com.
Ooh, ah, missus. Get off.
Get off.
Paul Simon. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. And thanks to Lynn Parsons, though heaven alone knows for what. Didier Kozlik, he says, the picture on your webpage is just a front, albeit not much of one. That's heartening. Good way to start. Of course, good job. It's Friday, Dr. Wally. Otherwise, I should have an inferiority complex.
Error.
On Saturday night, I've had a few out-of-town friends over for dinner. Good of you, kitten feet. After dinner, there was much wine to be had. Things were merry. Starved of conversation, we decided to play Cranium. God, that's the last resort, isn't it? Playing games.
Oh, tell me.
My task was to do an impersonation of Rod Stewart. I could give clues as to my character. I explained I was Scottish, had mad hair, and started foolishly dancing around the conservatory. Needless to say, my counterpart didn't get it right when the time was up. And very loudly, as wine had now reached the brain, I screamed, "Rod Stewart!" She looked slightly embarrassed and exclaimed, "Oh, I didn't know Rod Stewart was Scottish. The only famous Scottish person I know is Terry Wogan." Like the fella in Nashville, wasn't it? Where are you guys from? Oh, we're from Ireland. Ireland? That's kind of the same as Scotland, isn't it? A decent bunch of blokes, because not the Mae West when it comes to looks, but regular guys. That'll be the Tin Tin Out remix. Yes, I know. Runaway. It's 21 minutes to 8, and I hope I find you well. As I say, I'm lucky to find you at all. It's the 15th of April. There's a surefire way. You remember a decent fella got up yesterday and said the reason half the food in this country's been thrown away is because of used-by and sell-by dates that have absolutely no relevance to anything. Well, there's a surefire way of finding out whether or not out-of-date food is okay to eat. Ah, well, now, this is what we want. Good man, Baz. Young Barry Pullen here. Barry Pullet. Simply feed the stuff to your cat. If the cat turns its nose up at it, it's off. And if the cat starts to eat it, it's perfectly all right. So take it away from the cat and serve it up to the family. You see? Cats won't eat anything that's off.
Oh, tell me.
Well, that's a very, very good way of taking, except that it shows little regard for the cat. Don't try this with the dog, because the dogs will eat anything. There's people around here that eat anything as well.
Yep.
And if it's okay and you take it back from the dog, he'll have your hand off.
Sound advice.
Wise words indeed. Oh, nearly knocked over the coffee there, oh, Dr.
Careful,
Wally.
Careful.
The end of the equipment as we know it. So, Terry, there you weren't again. Jan, what? Last night, the 20th Century Roadshow. Memorabilia from James Bond films. Dresses that belong to Marilyn Monroe. Posters from Alfred Hitchcock movies. Collectibles.
Oh.
Worth a deal of money. Where were the first editions of Banjaxed? The first pressings of The Floral Dance? Nah, it's Titchmarsh. He's insane with jealousy. Don't lose hope. You're probably still pulling in a shilling or two on eBay. Look, Jan, I have never trod the strange marshes of eBay.
Oh, haven't you?
No, not likely.
Very good.
Oh, Lionel Shifty, my agent, he's writing. Morning, Till. See, he's at it again, you know, the Titchmarsh geezer. Not happy with the gardening programs. He's doing a show called The 20th Century Roadshow. He's only gone and jumped on the antiques bandwagon. Oh, I tell you, that geezer worries me. I think he's got a master plan. He's after getting on a wireless. Word on the street is that your boss, Dame Nelly, has a soft spot for him, and she's looking to bring him in, as they say. He may have compost under his fingernails, Tell, but he's got your gaffer in the palm of his hand. Oh, thank goodness the tide's come in. I thought we'd have to have a hosepipe ban.
Sitting in the morning sun.
I can never pucker up at this time of the morning.
Neither can I.
Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bee. That's one of our favourites. The present Mrs. Jar, I've just picked this up here. Mr. Jar, because it's from Dora, of course. Mr. Jar and I have returned from a few weeks in the foreign. And on our last day, we walk along a beach, admiring the skills of a paraglider. Right up the cliffs he flew, and then back out over the sea, when I noticed another paraglider up much, much higher. How did he manage to get up so high? I asked my husband, because he knows everything.
Yeah.
In what I considered to be a somewhat patronizing tone, he replied, because he's a seagull, my love. You see?
Ah. Easy mistake to make.
I know. A woman with whom I was playing golf once in Spain, who looked up at a plane in the sky and accused it of doing aerobics. Now, last week, while sucking mashed potatoes and carrots at the day centre, and Mr. Doff, old hack, I overheard a couple of old dears at the next table comparing your good self to Jerry Cooney. Now, I was a bit bewildered at first and assumed that Jerry had let himself go, but decided to do a bit of research anyway. Hopped off the local library and found an old picture of the great white hope himself. Sure enough, a striking resemblance to your good self. Of course, he just had seven shades knocked out of him by Michael Spinks and didn't know what day it was, but the resemblance was definitely there. Anyway, must go and find my teeth. We're having custard today. You carry on what you're doing. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Duff. It's harking back to the good old days when Jimmy Young was a contender for the heavyweight championship. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Someone leaping into the ring, shouting, what's the recipe today? Oh, she never let me do that. My skin is like a map. Well, get your hands off me.
What you do is you get older, you know.
Do you?
Yeah, your skin gets thinner.
Yeah.
You bruise, yeah. Oh, mind you, I used to bruise when I was a little girl. I always had bruises on my shins.
Me.
I give it to you on plates, don't I?
Natasha Bedingfield is only 13. Give her a chance. Yeah. Come on.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. Gustav. Mr. Wind says, yeah. It's been established without a shadow of doubt that your finely chiselled features resemble George Clooney.
Oh, yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes, no, he's right, yes,
they're
yes.
Really?
Yes, oh, yes, oh, I see it.
I can see it myself.
Oh, I can.
And the delightful Fran is a doppelganger for Audrey Hepburn.
Yes, I have been told that in the past.
Have
yes.
you indeed? Yes,
go ahead, Vixen.
But what of your hard-working producer, Paul Walters?
Ah, now then.
Is that hyperbole?
No, it is not.
Certainly not.
After racking my brains and trawling through all the Hollywood greats, James Cagney,
yeah,
Red Buttons,
mm-hmm. No,
Jerry Lewis,
yeah,
King Kong.
Come on.
The answer came.
Yes.
He's the spitting image of a young Cary Grant.
Oh,
yes.
I wonder if your other listener has noticed this.
This is good.
Well, it was either Cary Grant or Errol Flynn.
Cary Grant was my favourite actor.
Errol, yes. I have been compared.
He has been compared to Errol. That's when he favoured a beard. Remember the beard that you tried to wear? Because you haven't got a lot of hair.
Get out of here.
You know, it doesn't... it's a laugh of a beard.
I look like Robin Hood.
No.
I did.
With the Afghan coat, it all got mixed up together, the coat and the beard.
To the greenwood, men, and stuff yourself.
That's it. I was fond of saying that.
do I hear right? See, this, people are speculating in a rather insane manner. That Paulie and Fran are going to do a remake of The Lavender Hill Mob.
Oh, yes.
Paulie would be terrific in the lead role.
Yes.
The Sir Alec Guinness part.
Oh, fantastic.
With a lot of pale makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps he could do a remake of Kind Hearts and Coronets, playing all the characters. Seeing you're a man of many names.
Lavender is very good. People have gone off lavender by and large. You know, grandmothers used to smell of lavender.
We've been hijacked again. What happened there?
It's quite unbelievable.
We're talking about...
Lavender Hill Mob, we're talking about a movie.
Yes.
Suddenly we're back to the candles and the bath again. I'm going to have to lie down myself.
That is Friday.
Starting in Scotland, rush hour traffic is slow on the approaches to the Kingston Bridge in Glasgow. 08 700 100 200 travel hotline number. Lee is your man this morning.
He is?
He is indeed, yes.
A decent fellow too.
Sally seems to be skiving off for a couple of days.
Yes, she's resting in a darkened
room. Yes, and who can blame her?
A little bit of grouting and rendering, I shouldn't be surprised. Mm. Ken Shabby, who is a sort of hanger on, really, of Lionel Shifty.
Oh, right.
So you just find him with him every so often in one of those seedy pubs that Ken Bruce frequents.
Oh,
anyway, Ken says, rumour has it that Fran is interested in participating in battle busts. No, although it would have been easier if she'd contacted me directly. Due to an unfortunate accident with a laminating machine, Abby Titmus has dropped out at the last minute, so I have a vacancy. You can have the gig if you're willing, Fran.
Oh, wow.
She'll be second on the bill as part of the Posh Totty tag team with Twickenham streaker Erica Rowe.
Ooh.
We remember that.
Oh, yes.
And they'll be up against the Essex Girl tag team of Jordan and Jodie Marsh. The paddling pool is filled with mud. All the seats are sold out. Get her to present herself at the London Slapperdrome.
This sounds right up my street, doesn't it?
This is formerly the North Old
Swimmerama.
Anyway, tell Paulie his usual ringside seat is reserved.
Fantastic. Can I be a judge? And a good judge, too.
Well, this has got to be considered, I think.
I think so.
It would suit me, wouldn't it?
You're not in a position to turn anything down, love.
I bet you are. Sun's gonna
shine on everything. But if we get any sun, I'm sure it will shine on your little apple, your upturned apple cheeks. That's what it'll shine. Lighthouse Family and Ocean Drive. Just killing a few seconds until it's appropriate to do this.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Goodness gracious, it's great balls of fire.
Hey, thank y'all. Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire. 88 to 91 FM, Radio 2, BBC.
The news at 8 o'clock on Friday, the 15th of April. Good morning, this is Fran Godfrey. BBC News, it's 8:05.
88 to 91 FM, Terry Wogan, BBC Radio 2.
Aircheckdownloads.com.